You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness and kindness starts with truth.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about a topic that right off the top, it's tender, it is weighty, and sometimes it is very polarizing. Today, we're talking about the issue of abortion. And my hope isn't to stir debate, but it's to offer biblical perspective with both clarity and also with a lot of compassion. This isn't just about politics or culture wars. It's about people. It's about the image of God, and it's about the hope of the gospel. As followers of Jesus, we always start with God's word, and Genesis tells us that every human life is created in the image of God. Psalm 139 describes God knitting us together in the womb. Jeremiah, the prophet, heard the Lord say, "Before I formed you in the womb, I already knew you." So life in the womb is not an accident. It is intentional, it's sacred, and deeply loved by God. And that means abortion is not simply a personal choice. It is a theological matter because it touches the image of God himself. But here's the thing, while we hold to this truth, we also must extend grace. Proverbs 31 calls us to speak up for the vulnerable, and that includes both unborn child and the mother who may feel afraid or overwhelmed or alone. The act of abortion itself, it is sin. It's an act against the will and word of God. But there's an old hymn I grew up singing, and it says that God's grace is greater than all our sin. And that's true. Romans 5, 20 through 21 says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Romans 8, 1 reminds us that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The cross is wide enough to cover the deepest wounds, even the pain and regret of abortion. And so the church must not only stand for truth, but also must embody compassion. We are not called to shame. We are called to shepherd. And here's where conviction becomes practice for us. Being pro-life cannot stop simply with words. It has to show up in our lives. And that means supporting pregnancy centers. It means walking with moms in crisis. And it also means embracing foster care and adoption. James 1:27 tells us pure religion is caring for orphans and widows in their distress. And adoption, in particular, is a living picture of the gospel. We have been adopted into God's family through Christ. So the pro-life calling is not simply about defending the unborn. It's about creating a culture of life where mothers are supported, where children are welcomed, and families are strengthened. So here's my prayer, that we would be a people who we defend the unborn, we care for the mothers, we support families, and we open our homes in foster care and in adoption, that we would speak truth without compromise and we would extend grace without condition, because ultimately we follow Jesus, the one who came so that we might have life and life to the full. Thanks for listening today. If this stirred something in you, whether it's questions or wounds or even a calling to get involved, know this: God sees you, he loves you, and he has grace for you. Until next time, let's keep walking in truth and love together.